From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Mama Drones. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I'll give you one last shot to justify lies, my little bird, before I call you head on in. Singing bye, 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 won't let you fly those circles around me once again. And my, 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 my aim is high. If I catch you soaring back, I sure won't miss. The only way to win it all is playing by the rules of someone else's game. But then the skies had opened up and showed me more than just a silly little bird lost on his way. Singing bye, 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 won't let you fly those circles around me once again. My, 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 my aim is high. If I catch you soaring back, I sure won't miss.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Please welcome tonight's host for Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 483rd live performance. Yeah, yeah. Woo. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the bluegrass sound of Maria Corelli on guitar and Andrew McPheeters on banjo and mandolin. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, folks, the Mama Drones.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Mama Drones. Here's Brad.
Nice, wonderful music. Y'all are tasty stuff.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Yeah, it just sounds great. I'm thinking on my way here, I'm having fun with your name on my ride down here, and I'm thinking, you know, in the education game, which is my field, we talk a lot these days about helicopter moms, and I keep thinking, well, you know, it's like, that's so 2010. 2015 is like mama drones.
Oh my God.
I love that. I'm gonna put that to work somehow. It's cool. Do you guys have hovering moms by any chance, either of you? Do you come from families with hovering moms?
No, but that's a good thought. That's a good take on it.
Have you been playing together for 2 or 3 years, did I read?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2.5, almost 3 now. This is the setup that we have tonight is what we started out on. So the two of us playing. We both admired each other's songs. And, you know, I went up to him and was like, Andrew, I love your songs. And he went up to me and was like, Maria, I love your songs. And so we just started playing each other's songs together.
So you guys saw each other out in Cincinnati at like whatever song gatherings?
Yeah, we
played a show together at what used to be the Southgate House.
Oh yeah.
And we played a show together there, and from there kind of just started playing at open mics and stuff like that, and gradually spread out and started playing further and further away from home.
Yeah, Cincinnati has a wonderful music scene, and there are lots of people, especially this one place called the Crow's Nest. There are a lot of people on Tuesday nights. It's an open mic. That's where we actually kind of started, you know, playing together there first. And so it's a great open mic Tuesday nights, and it's a great place to showcase your songs.
Yeah, so is it a sort of a folk bent there? Do they do a lot of old-time music there?
They do. You can find everything there. There might be a rock and roll band there one night, and there might be a bluegrass band there the next.
So it's a pretty big place? What's it look like inside?
It's actually, I don't know, it's got a lot of character. It's an Irish bar. It's been around since like 18.
Graveyard across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect, nice.
Perfect placement now. I could recall the first time I played an open mic there. I was playing, and for those of you radio listeners, I'm 5 feet tall, and I'm sitting here with a really big guitar, and I was sitting there playing and playing my songs, and all of a sudden, like this gang of bikers walks in and just like, you know, like stare at me. And so that's the exact, and from that moment on, I loved it. I fell in love with it. So.
All right. Do they schedule acts, a lot of acts from out of town, or is it mostly catered to folks in town?
Yeah, everybody, really. the Tillers, who I know people here at Red Barn Radio.
Oh yeah, we know the Tillers.
That was one of the first. It was the first video that I saw you guys. The first time I heard about Red Barn Radio. The Tillers and Sean and Mike and Aaron and those guys are a really big part of what goes on there at the Crow's Nest, along with all the people that help make the Whispering Beard Folk Festival, which goes on in southern Indiana, and all those folks that helped put that on.
Tell us more about the Whispering Beard?
Whispering Beard Folk Festival.
Yeah, tell
that
us more about that.
That goes on in Friendship, Indiana. We've had the opportunity to be there the last 2 years. There's a lot of good bands, though. I mean, Jason Isbell has been there, the Fairfield Four were there last year.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
A real wide array. Michael Cleveland. So, you know, they got traditional bluegrass, and there was a gospel band there last year.
Yeah.
So there's everything, and I don't know, maybe 2,000 people.
I'm really bad with estimations.
I don't know how many people. Maybe
sure.
Like maybe between 1,000 and 2,000 people. There's only two things that go on in Friendship, and well, three. Three now. There's the muzzle loading meet that goes on, I think, twice a year, and then the flea market and the folk festival. And they actually are doing a bluegrass festival there, too. And
if you all like the music, it's like the same music that's on this radio station is the same that'll be at the Whispering Beard Folk Festival.
Yeah.
So if you like what you hear here.
So is Friendship a town then where people come to do antiquing on the weekend? Like people from Lexington, would they go up there to
I'm sure that there's probably a lot of folks from here that have. I didn't know that the flea market there was as big of a deal as it is, but it's a pretty big thing going on there. People camp out all week and stuff for it. So.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. And it's not a far drive and music all weekend and it's real family friendly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know about that.
You can make it not family friendly if you wanted to. I guess if you wanted to have a really good time. Some people there might have a little too much fun.
I'm sure. So you two met, you heard each other's songs. The songs that you heard Maria do, were they Maria's own original tunes or were they her take on some other people's tunes?
Yeah, they were actually her original songs. And actually, that's going to be the next song we're getting ready to play is actually one of the first songs we started doing together a little while ago. Yeah.
Like this.
like this on loving you like this.
Just joined us tonight. We're with Mama Drones on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Andrew writes too. It's pretty much a 50-50, you know. Squatch Hunt that you heard before, that first tune that we played was his own composition. And
were each of you looking out for some kind of a collaborative thing when you met?
A friend of ours, we'll call him Mule Kick for the radio's purposes. A friend of ours, Mule Kick, actually.
Mule Kick.
He suggested that the two of us play because we were both kind of searching for a spot and just trying to find new people to play with. And he kind of suggested it, like, maybe you guys should play together. I think you guys would work out really great. And we've been playing, I don't know, we've probably played 150 shows since then, maybe more.
What strikes me right off the bat is, I mean, you both have such strong voices. Yeah, I mean, to have that plus your instrumental capability makes you, you know, just a hot commodity. I mean, it just sounds so great.
Thanks, Brett.
It sounds so great. Both of you are just so terrific at your instruments.
Bill Monroe, Peter Rowan.
How is it that you happened to take to mandolin? Has that always been your instrument, or did you arrive at mandolin?
My grandmother actually got me one for Christmas, and at the time I didn't really know. I played guitar my whole life, and I played trumpet for all of about 10, 12 years. I guess I was like 20 or 21, and I had stopped playing trumpet, and my grandma got me like a, you know, like a cheap mandolin for Christmas, like a $100 mandolin, just like here, you know, because she knew I liked to mess around with stuff. And I got really into it, got really into Bill Monroe, and started going to bluegrass jams, and stood on the outside of circles at bluegrass jams and just chopped for about a year. And then started finding people like Maria and people within the Cincinnati music scene that kind of turned me on to listening to more music and playing with better folks. And
was your trumpet training an important part of your sort of musical story?
I think it was, because it taught me a lot of discipline. Because I started playing that whenever I was in, you know, fourth grade, and I played that on up into college. And so it taught me a lot of discipline as far as like what it takes to learn how to play an instrument. That's one of the things I really like about bluegrass music. It's really obvious whenever you're playing. There's no shortcuts, there's no cheating. Everybody knows about where everyone's at within the first minute or two of playing. It's like we played with a fellow, Johnny Campbell. He's very well versed in bluegrass. He's been playing for 50 years, and it's funny because, you know, I get really nervous when we play. We've talked about this, and at a certain point, I realize, like, you know, there's no reason to be nervous. We're not going to fool him. You're not going to fool him like we've been playing for 50 years. Just play, and that's what this music is. It's just, yeah. It's playing, and it's conversing with everybody, and that's why I got into doing it, and I think that's why I'll keep doing it the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm growing old and feeble, and I cannot work no more. Cannot feel the sunshine and the rain. And my mother and my papa, Lord, they're sleeping side by side near the little old log cabin in the lane. Well, the chimney's falling down, and the roof is all caved in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I have left is that good old dog of mine and the little old log cabin in the lane. Until death should call this dog and me to find a better home than the little old log cabin in the lane. Well, the chimney's falling down and the roof is all caved in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. Well, the only friend I have left is that good old dog of mine and the little old log cabin in the lane. Sunshine and the rain, and the only friend I have left is that good old dog of mine in a little old log cabin in the lane.
Thank you.
Let's go to your guitar. That's a Martin, 18. What is it?
It's actually a triple O M, triple aught. So it's a little bit smaller bodied, but he's still pretty punchy.
Yeah, I know. It's got a lot of sound.
Yeah. And I actually started playing him.
Are you given the gender, a male gender?
Yes, I have.
Okay, all right.
I figured I'd, you know, tides have turned.
Yeah, right, that's right. Men always called their instruments her, right?
Yeah. I actually used to have a dreadnought style Martin. Mm. And it was like one of the cheapest Martins that you could buy, but it was a dreadnought style, and I liked it, but it was a little big for me, and so I started, I started playing this one, and it just sounded awesome, and it also fit me a lot better, so it was kind of perfect.
It does fit you well, and you really play it well. How old is that instrument?
I know that it's at least, like, 14 years, because
okay. When
I got it off of Craigslist, immediately fell in love with the sound of it, and it has been serving me well for a while. I've personally been playing it for about 2 years now.
Run down your running wild, deep river. You're just like the one that I love so. You'll never stop running, old river. Hey, I hear now you're always on the go. Well, I'm feeling low down deep river. I'm feeling low, ain't had enough. I'm gonna dive to your bottom deep river. I'm diving down, ain't never coming up. And now if I had a boat deep river, and I'd sail on down the stream, somewhere down yonder, Lord, I'd anchor near that port of broken dreams. Well, I'm feeling low down deep river. I'm feeling low, ain't had enough. I'm gonna dive to your bottom deep river. I'm diving down, I ain't ever coming up. I'm diving down, I ain't never coming up. I'm diving down, I ain't never coming up. Yeah, I'm diving down, I ain't never coming up.
Thanks. We'll do an instrumental tune real quick. And
this song is, as Andrew mentioned, an instrumental one, and is a tune, one of the standard bluegrass tunes, and with these, we like playing these because they're kind of like old-time music as well, where these tunes have been passed down.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Mama Drones, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Mama Drones after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Mama Drones. This is Red Barn Radio. Yeah.
Bella Reid's song. We love her. She's a fabulous, or she was a fabulous guitar player, fabulous banjo picker and songwriter. And this is a song that she did called Undone in Sorrow. And this is our version of it. It's usually a little bit more dreary and sad, but this is, we like to pick it up a little bit. A gentleman named Django Reinhardt, if anybody is familiar with him. But we picked it up off of a couple bluegrass musicians, Don Reno being one of them, and this is sort of their take on it and our version of their take on it. So this one's called Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
It was Andrew McFeeters on the banjo, everybody.
You play exceptionally well. I mean, you do it. I mean, you know, to do a duo like this, you have to really step out and play that lead. You guys do some really hot instrumental things, and you just do it. Do you guys practice a lot, or was there a period of time when you just practiced a ton?
Oh, yeah.
And then everything just gelled, and now it's just sort of gig to gig? Or...
Well, yeah, I think it's also something you've got to always be practicing. Personally, I know I've gone through bouts of, like, practicing a lot more than other times, but it's something that you have to learn quickly, is if you want to, excel at your instrument and maintain a certain level, you have to practice all the time. And I know that sounds like duh, but you can notice, you know, when you haven't been practicing. And I could definitely stand to practice more.
So do you have like a regimen?
Oh goodness, I should, but I do Are not. You? Personally, I don't. Something that helps me learn a lot is to just learn new tunes all the time and kind of throw myself into uncomfortable positions, like go to a bluegrass jam and then take a break in a key that you wouldn't really feel necessarily comfortable with, and that's what's going to make you, be a lot better of a musician.
Yeah, it takes care of that fear factor when you sort of show yourself that you could pull it off, and if you don't, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. If someone messes up at a jam or something, the last thing I'm thinking is, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, awesome, they're learning too, just like I am. So.
And that's a nice thing about this sort of musical idiom too, isn't it? In bluegrass and old time music, there's always sort of that spirit of, you know, we're all here to learn from each other and play me a song, teach me a new tune. Yeah. You gotta love that. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's wonderful. I heard multiple friends describe it like, you know, you play how you would communicate with people. That's how you're going to play with people. You can tell people's personalities by how they play.
Mm-hmm. Well, I left my old home to ramble this country. My dear mom and dad said, son, don't go wrong. Remember that God always watch over you. We will be waiting for you here at home. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love God can be found, but now they're both gone. This letter just told me 4 years they've been dead. The fields have turned brown. Many long years, this road I did ramble. The thought of the day that I would return. But when I came home, I found no one waiting there. Price I must pay to live and to learn. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. Now they're both gone. This letter just told me 4 years they've been dead. The fields have turned brown.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
A lot of players are pretty content, especially lead players, are kind of content to let other people do the writing so that they can just sort of lay back and listen for the break and play the break. Not you. You have the writing bug. Where did you get the writing bug?
It's interesting how you phrase that, because you called me first and foremost a lead player, which is definitely came after the songwriting, which is awesome. I mean, that's very, that makes me feel really good. I think I've just always like been in love with the notion of writing your own song and getting your feelings out there. When I started, I was 12. I'm 23 now, and when I was playing guitar, I just wanted nothing more than to play that one Green Day song that would express how my feelings felt. Wow. And then once I got it down and played it or something, you know, I was like, well, I could write even my own songs and have it, like, just hit the nail on the head even more, you know, and I think that's a wonderful thing. It's just, that's will always be something awesome about the guitar, and writing songs is like, maybe you won't be able to necessarily express yourself through like words or something with people, and it might be like frustrating, but you can always like put in a song and sing it, and you'll sing it like every night, and other people can take their own notion of what it means, and it's just a beautiful thing. So that's definitely what drew me to songwriting.
Well, you treat me bad, treat me mean, but you take me places that I've never been, though I should be on my way. If you're ever coming back my way, come on, honey, don't you make me wait for your love again. And I've had all the heartache that I can endure, and it picks me up and puts me down, me on the floor. And I hate to act a fool when you treat me like you do, but just a look from you could have me running back again. Now I had me a good man, then you came through like an old freight train, barely in my way. And mama told, don't you mess with guys, I'd rather have you go and play with fire. Don't you let them have their way. But I know you've got a honey, and she calls you up at night. But from far away, across the plains and through long distance lines, and I'll be here by your side when you've got no one at night. Because a look from you could have me running back again.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Mama Drones on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
The very first song you wrote.
Oh, my goodness.
The very first song you wrote. I'm not going to ask you to play it, although I would love for you to. The very first song you wrote, what was it about?
Oh, my gosh. Probably a boy that didn't like me or something.
Oh, no, you must know. Do you know what was your first song?
I think it was, what was it called? I don't remember what it was called, but I remember it. No, I don't.
I'm sorry. What was her first song?
No, he doesn't know. Okay, let me see if I remember. I remember that I likened my heart to like a crunchy leaf on the ground, and the guy was just stepping and crunching on the leaf.
Oh, awesome.
That's all I remember. So hopefully that's satisfying.
A great fall image. That is a song that should be played in a time like right now, in the fall.
I know. I wish I remember.
If you do, it wouldn't be fun if you just play a line of it.
If I did, I might not tell you still.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Did you feel that there was a time when you had a breakthrough with songwriting? Or has it been just a pretty good progress for you, pretty steady?
It's been pretty steady, and in the sense that I feel like I still am very new to songwriting, and, you know, I feel like it'll always be a journey of, you know, like how is my songwriting going to unfold and whatnot, and I'm sure it's similar for Andrew too, and that's the whole part of it, like that's the whole interesting part about it, is just seeing like where it goes and where your brain takes you and where your fingers take you and where your feelings take you through song, and yeah. Which is cool. And to be honest, I haven't written a lot of songs. I hope to keep at it and maybe even pick it up a little bit and try to really write a lot more. And
women songwriters that you really like, women guitar players you really like?
Oh my gosh, I love them all. Like,
name a few that listeners should really check out if they haven't heard them before.
Well, I guess there's Caitlin Rose. She is a singer-songwriter out of Nashville, and she's like young. I think she's like sort of near our age. Loretta Lynn, of course, she's wonderful, and I just love everything about her. I really like old Bella Reed too. We did a song of hers, and there are a lot of like awesome ladies in bluegrass, like Hazel Dickens, mm-hmm. and Jean Ritchie, you know, people like that. Rose Maddox, just some killer women artists, and I personally love listening to women artists because. Well, especially like songwriters, because, you know, it just is a statistic that there's a lot more men out there playing music. And the songs that I grew up singing and stuff were written by men. When there are ones written by women, it's like, it like hits the nail on the head, the feeling a little more, because, I don't know, the feeling that I was talking about before. I have a lot of friends that inspire me, like really, truly, like a lot of lady friends that inspire me. We had a fiddle player that joined us for a few months on tour. Her name is Amy Alvey, and she is from Orange County, California, and she's an incredible musician, incredible songwriter, and one of my very best friends since first grade. Her name's Maura Weaver. She's like a punk, but she's like a punk musician. It's just awesome seeing women kick butt.
yeah, I agree.
Love them, leave them, kiss them and grieve them. That used to be my motto, so hot. So much from me, left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. Used to be my motto, so high. Till my soul phoned me and left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. Till Gabriel blows his bugle, I be loving that sick girl, and she means more to me than the whole wide world. Used to be my motto, so high. Till my soul left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. I used to say them pretty gals remained in Alabama. I love them very much at first, and then I let them down. So many pretty eyes and stood with bitter tears. Love them and leave them, but now I have my fear. Love them and leave them, kiss them and grieve them. That used to be my motto, so high. Till my sophronia left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
So, mandolin, resonator, banjo, you do clawhammer as well?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I actually started playing clawhammer banjo. So the first thing I started getting into as far as five string goes.
Yeah.
And then just started playing three finger stuff just within the past couple years really started getting into it. And actually, you were talking about instruments. This was actually built by a fellow named Arthur Hatfield, who lives over in Glasgow, Kentucky. Arthur is the man. I just had to stop there not too long ago, and he worked for about 2.5 or 3 hours on two banjos for me, and he charged me every bit of $20. I tried to get him more. He wouldn't let me. That's just the type of person he is. He knows he's really good at what he does, and there's a lot of folks like that building instruments around here. But yeah, so I just figured I'd say that. It's Arthur Hatfield.
All right.
I can't play it as good as it should be played, but it sure does look pretty. I mean.
What's really nice about the music that you all play is it doesn't really focus us on sort of the technical aspects of your playing, because your songs are, they're really unified, and you all are clearly enjoying the music you're playing. And you know, it's interesting when that happens, your attention is taken away from, well, is he playing that right, or is he playing that terrific? It's just the music is just real and true and rich, and you know, it's just great. That mandolin. So do you like an A over an F? Have you always felt like I really got to have an F mandolin?
I like them both. And I had an F before I had that one. And honestly, if anybody's ever done any mandolin shopping knows that just that little scroll on there will cost you an extra Toyota Camry. So, So in all honesty, I've started playing an A because I couldn't afford a quality F mandolin. Yeah. But I started to really like it, but I will say that there are aspects of each different style of that are more suited towards. I mean, I sit down and I play a big F style in a jam, and it just is so much louder. There's nothing you can do about it, but that's very rarely the case whenever we're playing. Most of the time when we play, you know, there's a microphone. So the A mandolin cuts through just fine. It's a little bit flutier, a little bit rounder sounding, I guess.
Was 9 pound him, just a little too hip. Enough for my side, money for my side.
Wrong buddy, money rolls so slow. Heck can I roll with a weasel gun?
To thank our guests tonight, Maria and Andrew, for being with us on Red Barn Radio, coming down here from Cincinnati. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, the members of our studio audience, thank you all for being here. We thank you all for just supporting what we do down here, and hope you'll come back. We promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky in this house, and we've been doing it for a long time. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. It's been a pleasure being with you this evening, and I think that we might be able to get the Mama Drones to play one more tune for us before we head home. Should we do that? All right, give it up for the Mama Drones. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Maria and Andrew, Mama Drones, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.